It is a big test, and especially the first game against Mayo, who are playing two divisions ahead of us. They played in Division 2A hurling, which they played in the National League, and they stayed in Division 2A, which is, you know, an achievement in its own right. So we are aware of that. Like, but you know, at the end of the day, the lads that have moved on, some of them due to work commitment, family commitments, other things they had to do, and like, you know, that's what happens. The lads have come in, have played really well, they've trained well, and they've integrated well, and you know, played really well in the National League. But as you say, the pitches are firming up now, the ball's moving faster, but that's, you know, we expect that, and we've kind of been, over the last couple of weeks, we've been kind of doing that and training as much as we could, although unfortunately we've had a number of injuries when the lads went back to the clubs over the last 3 weeks, which we're getting cleared up, hopefully this week and into next week, that we'll have most people fit for the match on Sunday.
Damien Casey has been one of the outstanding hurlers in Ireland at any level over the past number of seasons. Do you feel that you're reliant too heavy on him, and touch wood that he doesn't pick up an injury, but he is a very important man inside there?
Well, if any county had Damien Casey, he'd be a very important man for them. But I think, no, we're not totally over-reliant on him, and we've purposely this year, with some of the lads that have come in and some of the other forwards that have stepped up, if you look at the scoring spread this year, there's been a lot of other forwards that have been scoring from play. Brian McGork, Matthew Mulgrew, you know, Tiernan Morgan. These guys have stepped up and are scoring as well. And most of our matches we played in the National League. You know, Damien hasn't done all the scoring, although he's done a lot of scoring. There's been four or five other players have scored as well. So we're aware of that. And this year especially, I think we've got more players that have stepped up. Now, Damien is an integral part of our team, obviously. He's a class act. And he would get his place in any other team in Ireland if he was playing down there for long enough, because he's that good, you know. But as I say, there's a lot of other lads there too have stepped up in the forward line. And one of the keys this year has been trying to bring more players into it, that more players can be help the scoring part of it, and that has happened. As I say, how we're playing this year, we're deliberately doing that we're not focusing totally on Damien, that there's other players too that can score, and we're, you know, playing in such a way that we're allowing that to happen, and the lads are taking that as well. And you know, I think the lads are aware of that. We're telling this, and we need other people to step up and other players to step up and to be part and parcel of as well. And as I said, if you look at a lot of the National League games we've played, there's been a good spread of scores, and we're happy enough with that. We played a couple of games now before the footballers this year and last year, and any game we've played, we seem to have lifted our game, and it's helped us. So hopefully, you know, against Mayo, even though Mayo are going in as strong favourites and we're underdogs, but we don't really mind that. But yes, the crowd, it will be a great help if we have a crowd there and the lads get into it, and you know, we can keep in touch with Mayo, which I think we're all capable of doing. We'll have the hurlers to play that hurling with them, and I know we have. We just have to go out and play with a bit of freedom and a bit of confidence and belief in our own ability. And I think, you know, the way we've played through the National League and how we finished the National League has given us that belief that we're, you know, we're good enough to compete with Mayo. We did play them in a challenge game, funny, last year, you know, down in Sligo, and we competed with them fairly well. So, you know, I'm not, I don't think we'll be overawed by them in any way, shape or form, you know.